So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. Before we get started, make sure to head over to www.stackerwallet.com. Are you looking for a sleek, minimalistic, and modern wallet? Hey, it's time to say goodbye to that bulky wallet. We get it. We all want to make sure that we can sit down straight without hurting our spines and our backs. Again, that's stackerwallet.com. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. Today's more of an improv episode. I wanted to firstly thank the listeners that continue to hit that play button, that continue to connect with me on social media. You guys have truly made this one incredible ride, man, from January of 2020 all the way now till April of 2021. 66,000 streams worldwide, and I couldn't have, I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for you guys, man. And today's episode is a little different. I know that we talk about life, we talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about self-development, we talk about our faith sometimes, you know. Today's episode, I really want to just focus on you, on the listener, the person that is tuning into this episode right now. You know, I haven't been waking up as early. I've been going to the gym later in the evenings, and I'm thinking about me, but I'm thinking about myself as a listener, right? So as I sit in the car and I drive around and I'm getting my stuff ready, I think about, what am I doing right now for me? Like, for me. And I want you to ask yourself that same question. I want you to ask yourself, what have you done for you lately? And this isn't to be like selfish. This isn't to be, you know, malice or mean to someone else around you. This is a serious question as to, have you taken care of you lately? Spiritually, mentally, physically. You know, I think about that question a lot. Like, have I taken care of me? I have a lot of friends that are, you know, working professionals. I have some professional athlete friends, some people that are no longer in the NFL and or no longer playing arena football, that are kind of doing their own things. And I see that you ask the question to them and say, hey man, like, have you, like, he's like, oh man, I'm so beat. Sorry, I'm kind of all over the place, but I'm trying to get the right message out here. They're like, oh man, I'm so beat, man. I'm just so tired. Like, and I'm like, oh cool, like, you have vacation time? Yeah, but you know, yeah, I always get that. Like, and this is like, you know, people that are working professionals that I know, or it might be one of you guys. You know, it's like, yeah, but like, if I go, I'm gonna let my team down, or if I go, like, I'm afraid that they're gonna say something, or if I go, it's gonna seem like, you know. I mean, you guys deserve that time for you, for mental, you know, for mental breaks, for, you know, to get away, to disconnect, to you know, focus on a hobby, focus on something that you want to do. I think a lot of times we take things for granted and we say like, okay, I got to go work this 9 to 5. I'm, for an example, it's a 9 to 5, but then like, as soon as you're done with the 9 to 5, it's straight to Netflix. It's straight to, you know, a game. It's straight to, whatever that thing is that keeps you like distracted from your goals. You know what I mean? And I don't want you guys to do that anymore. And I'm learning every single week, every single day. I'm learning, you know, and I'm trying to balance everything. And I know that I can't juggle and I can't wear all the hats, and I'm not gonna make everyone happy all the time. But I always think about, what am I doing for me? And if you guys follow me on social media at the Felix Diaz, or, you know, by the Bay Soaps and things like that, like, just, you see that, like, if it wasn't for my wife, and I'm gonna tell you this right now, man, if it wasn't for my wife, I don't think I'd be as well put or well dressed, so to speak, if it wasn't for her. Like, man, her planning and execution is out of this world. And just, I mean, just the other day, like, we're talking about bills and we're talking about things that are due, and, you know, she just sees it in a way that I don't. And it's very important, you know, again, this is for a man or a female, whoever's listening, like, that your partner is a big representation of you, you know, and they're going to either help you grow or they're going to sink. So, like, again, going back to not focusing on you, but like, making this about you is going to be important, of saying, you know, are all the pieces, aligned, so to speak. And for a long time, my pieces were all over the place. I'm gonna use the example of, I had puzzle pieces that didn't go with my puzzle. You know what I mean? And during those times, I thought, because I had a high salary paying job, because I was playing football and then, you know, I was doing all these things that I thought was my purpose and was my destiny and was going to be my outcome, that eventually none of that happened. Like, none of that happened. It didn't come, you know, I didn't go to the NFL. I didn't get picked up in Canada. I didn't, you know, and my route was a little different. So during those times, I started to focus on me. I went to work, and after work, I would try, you know, again, my clothing company, MWMP, that I sold. Like, that was my after work project. Like, I want to work for myself. I want to learn how to, you know, run a business. I want to learn how to send emails to clients, how to cold call and you know, like all these things to focus on me. But the reason I'm sharing this with you guys is not to say like, oh, like just delete everybody or, you know, remove other people out of your life. What I'm saying this is that I want you to really dig deep within yourself. If you're struggling with something, so there's something that's keeping you up at night, if there's something that at work that is bothering you, speak up about it. Don't let that drag you down. I'm going to read you guys a message that I got from one of my bosses. His name is Keith. Shout out, Keith, if you're listening to the podcast, man. And this is something that has, like, it opened my mind to a different perspective of things, but I'm going to read it to you guys. And it says, the second agreement, don't take anything personally, right? So it says, whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. Nothing other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. All people live in their own dream, in their own mind. They are all in a completely different world from the one we live in. When we take something personally, we make the assumption that they know what is in our world, and we try to impose our world on their world. Man, when I heard this, man, my whole perspective of, like, because again, I am a people manager, and I'm a policy implier, you know, like I like everything kind of like by the book. Hey, this is what this should sound like. Hey, this is what, you know, this should be like. This is and I haven't always been that way, but I am now because of life and, you know, learning from mistakes that I won't make again, and, you know, the whole works. But when he sent me that, it was just kind of like one of those things that I said to myself, like, man, this is like, that is a gold nugget. Like, that is a golden thing for me to really just, like, when I'm doing my one-on-ones or when I'm connecting with, you know, people that, you know, support my small businesses, or if one of you guys DMs me and you're telling me something that you didn't agree with or that you're working on, like, I don't live in your world, so it looks completely different to me, but I'm always here to listen to it and then give you some, either some very, very positive feedback or some constructive feedback, you know? So again, how does this tie back to you guys focusing on yourself? You know, it's April Fool's Day, so I'm not gonna give you a joke, but I want you guys to really, really, really focus this week on doing something for you. Now, what does that mean? If you have time off, take some time off for yourself and, like, think of that one project that you've been putting off because you say you're too busy. This week, if you haven't made it to the gym as many times as you like, try to set an alarm or a reminder to say, hey, you gotta go to the gym today. Another thing, if you're getting off work and you're too tired to do whatever side project, if you're too tired, try not to be. The last thing I want you guys to do is, and this is the whole purpose and message of this podcast, is to, for you guys to just really dig deep within yourself and just imagine for once and for a small moment or a lifetime or the rest of your life, if you really unlocked your true potential. Just imagine that. Imagine if you would have unlocked your true potential. You know, I always think about this when I'm in the gym and I'm looking across into the mirror and I see, like, man, like, Felix, you're a strong guy. Felix, man, you could be. And then I have pictures that I've looked back when I was 26, 27. Like, imagine if I would have never stopped and I would have unlocked my physical potential, not just my mental potential. So that's why I can't stop these episodes, man, because you guys, you guys keep me going, believe it or not, whether it's, you know, following on social media, whether it's if you guys are purchasing from the small businesses, if you're asking for feedback, like, you know, Rudy, shout out, you know, anybody that tunes in. I don't want to single people out, but just like when you guys hit me up, it lets me know, hey, you know, continue to post these episodes, continue to support and inspire people out there, because someone needs to hear this, man. But without further ado, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for guiding these people to this episode. I ask you to just take care of them, you know, the rest of this week and going forward. And if there's someone out there that's battling depression, anxiety, or is just afraid to take that first step in the right direction, I ask you to just give them a little push, give them a little tap on the shoulder, or just remind them that they can do it. Heavenly Father, just remember that, you know, we put our trust in you. We love you. We appreciate you giving us another day in this world that most didn't get due to, you know, natural and things that we have no control over. But we're going to continue to worship you, and we're going to continue to just pray that those that are here right now, this very moment, listening in, that we, you know, we change their lives. So we're trying to be that minister that is unconditionally loving them and is connecting with them in an untraditional way. Sorry, I got choked up there. Heavenly Father, thank you again so much for life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So guys, man, thanks so much for tuning in. I wanted to just, you know, share that information with you guys. And if you guys are enjoying the podcast, man, make sure to share it with a loved one, share it on your social media, take a screenshot of your phone, post it on your Instagram page. It will help us grow. And I will say this before we go. I love that I haven't made a single penny off this podcast. And this is how it should be in my real perspective and my real mind and how I really feel about it. These last couple episodes into season two have been all demonetized by me on purpose, because the message is more important than the dollar, because you may not impact the world, but you may impact the right people. Sorry. So I thank you guys so much for that, man. I really do. Thank you so much for in play, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.